In the next hour, you have a chance to win a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to either Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park in the next hour on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? For Lent, I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so we will continue that today. People are dumb. A driver in Wisconsin's headlight was out, so he taped a flashlight there instead. Turns out that doesn't work. In animal stories, we have four cats saved from a fire, one with CPR, all of them healthy. What's up with Florida? A patient in a hospital was discharged and then stayed in that hospital for months. Months. I hate hospitals so much. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Cannon's record release party here at the K-Rock Sound Space, and we'll continue to give you more tickets for Disneyland. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
I apologize for yelling at you, but you just don't listen.
Deputies in Door County caught a driver using a flashlight for a headlight.
People are dumb. Is on the way on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We want you to be part of the 70th celebration at the Disneyland Resort. Keep listening for your chance to win a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets, Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park. That's coming up in about 21 minutes right here on the world-famous K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
The story comes out of Wisconsin.
Deputies in Door County caught a driver using a flashlight for a headlight.
So his headlight was out, and he had just duct taped a flashlight in the exact same position where his headlight was.
Take a look. They say this happened during a traffic stop Friday night, pulling over a driver speeding on State Highway 42.
Oh, he was also speeding, so there's that.
And they found this, posting it to Facebook, reminding everyone it is not safe nor legal to have that replacement like that for a headlight.
This goes under the category of we shouldn't have to tell people this, but a flashlight isn't the same as a headlight. So if you don't have a headlight, you're not really helping your cause by taping a flashlight in the exact same spot. Might even make it worse. Do we need to go over this, really?
We've asked if they've sighted the driver, have not heard back from sheriff's deputies tonight.
Jump in. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, am I going to Disneyland?
You are.
Yes!
Who is this?
This is Donnie.
Donnie, you got a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure or Disneyland Park?
Terrific, yes.
You have three other people you can take with you?
Oh, yeah, I have a pretty big family, so, yeah, they'll be coming with me.
Make them fight for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put them in the ring.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with some great animal stories.
Four cats, one fire, and a rescue you just got to see to believe.
Yeah, crews saved the cats from a house fire in Harupa Valley on Monday.
This is in Harupa Valley, which is out by Riverside. Apparently, the fire broke out in an apartment where four cats were found, three of them who were initially unconscious and not breathing.
Three were not breathing. One needed immediate help.
So the three cats that were unconscious, they put masks on so that they could get more oxygen, and they brought them back, and they woke up, and they were walking around and healthy. One of them needed extra help. Did they do CPR on a cat?
A first responder jumped into action, performing CPR until the tiny patient came back.
That's wild video to see a fireman doing CPR on a cat.
The others were back on their feet after receiving oxygen treatments. Cal Fire's post has raked up hundreds of comments, ranging from animal lovers saying this video brought them to tears.
In a time when there are so many negative stories, it's always nice to see a positive thing about animals.
To women asking about feature calendars featuring these heroes.
That's awesome.
February is firefighter Mike Johnson, who put a mask of oxygen on a cat.
We always love a first responder calendar.
I'm amazed that they can do that with such a small animal. That's great.
An hour from right now, we have the 420 catch of the day. It's our new music feature on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's
top of Florida.
So this comes to us out of Flagler County, and as soon as we show you the video, you can probably spot it.
All right, so there's a video of cars waiting at an intersection, all, of course, facing the same way, and one car in the left lane is facing the opposite way, so it's facing a line of cars. Its back is to the stoplight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So the Flagler County Sheriff's Office says today it got a call. This happened Friday, last Friday, saying that someone was driving in reverse on State Road 100.
All right. The car wasn't just turned around. It was actually driving in reverse. When the light turned green, the car turned left, backwards, and perfectly.
So they went looking for the guy, and he was pretty easy to find. He was the guy driving in reverse on a major road.
When he saw the police, he turned around and started driving forward, hoping that they didn't notice.
He had eventually started going in the right direction, but they still had to pull him over because they're like, what is wrong with this guy? Because you automatically assume something is wrong because that's how he started this drive.
I've driven for many years. I've never done this.
And Lord only knows how long he had been doing that because several people had called. Yeah. So when deputies actually caught up with him and pulled him over, he had a brilliant story. Here it is.
All right, what do you think the story is? He's driving in reverse, gets pulled over. The police ask him, hey, what's going on? Why are you driving in reverse? His story is what? Here you go.
The car was stuck in reverse.
The car was stuck in reverse until you saw me, at which point it started working. What are the chances?
Well, I mean, I didn't think that was that bad when you don't think I wasn't even swerving or anything like that.
So now his argument is I was driving fine backwards. I wasn't swerving or anything. And by the way, to his credit, he wasn't. Driving backwards is really difficult. He made it look easy.
We're driving faster.
You're driving backwards on the road.
Yeah, the police are stuck on the point that he's driving backwards on a road, regardless of how well he's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as if you're reversed.
No, it's not, dude.
The driver says, yeah, it's the same thing as long as I'm driving safely. And the cops are like, no. Really, just no.
You're driving backwards on the road. Yeah. You understand, but why? It's not one of those things where he had to say, do you know why I pulled you over? Yeah.
If I was driving backwards and swerving, I get it. But I was driving backwards
straight. I'm straight as an arrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was William Murphy III. He was arrested for habitual driving with a suspended license.
Yeah, this dude, it turns out, is a consistent problem.
He already had 10 prior convictions for driving without a license.
I mean, if you have any sense and you've been caught 10 times driving without a license, I don't know, don't drive backwards in traffic? Maybe.
And you can imagine why he probably did not have a license. And here's the case in point. And I'm sure people around him are like terrified.
So alarming.
Because you don't know what he's going to do.
But then you remember you live in Florida and you go, oh, right.
Kevin Ryder, the world famous K-Rock.
Kevin!
Nope. Nope. Sorry, gave that up for Lent. Let's try this one instead. What Jesus would want. Right now it's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
I'm Kevin Ryder in for Megan Holiday with Three Things at Four. Number one, friends, acquaintances, and other mourners at a funeral in India were stunned when the man whose funeral it was, Mohan Lai, showed up and participated. And they said, hey, where's your funeral? You're supposed to be dead. And he said, you know what? I just wanted to see who came to my funeral and how I was treated afterwards. Reactions varied from shock to confusion to relief. But Lal was able to calm things down by throwing a feast for the attendees. Come on, everybody. I'm alive. Let's eat. Number two, a man in Clearwater, Florida, tried to get lap dances and dash. He got 15 lap dances in a row, and he only had $50 on him. They were $40 each, so when they required payment, he got up and he ran. Officers noted that he appeared under the influence, explained the payment was required for services he'd requested and received, and arrested him on petty theft. And number three, There's a Memorial Healthcare that's suing a patient it claims is refusing to leave the hospital.
I don't even understand this. I hate hospitals so much. They're so noisy. They keep coming in to take blood. It's a nightmare.
And a complaint filed earlier this month, the Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare alleges the patient was admitted to the hospital for medical treatment, but was later determined to be no longer in need of acute care hospital services. So they discharged him, and he stayed from October 6th through March 2nd. He remained at the hospital and continued to occupy a room for months.
There's no word on whether the patient had his mail forwarded to the hospital.
And that's three things at four on K-Rock.
K-R-L. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Got a brand new song from Biba Doobie, whose real name is Beatrice Christie Louse. It's a Filipino-British singer-songwriter. And they did a collab with the Marias called All I Did Was Dream of You. It's Biba Doobie featuring the Marias. All I Did Is Dream of You. And it is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. That is Biba Doobie with the Marias. The song is All I Did Is Dream of You. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I have to tell you, there is a group of people that I always feel bad for. And that's people who have to deal with the general public. Because while most people are normal and don't lose it, there are certain people that are on the edge when you start dealing with them. Let's say you work retail or you work TSA or any place where you have to handle customers that come in. This particular story we highlighted yesterday about a drive-through and a tantrum that was thrown in the drive-through.
Thursday night, the drive-through at this McDonald's. Detectives say when 22-year-old Tianis Jones got the wrong order, her frustration exploded into frenzy.
I am guessing nobody said it exactly like that, but she did lose it.
They have it ready, but because it was a special order, they confused some things, and they asked her, pull up to window 3. We'll fix it for you really quick.
Now, that's about all you can do as an employee, is say, look, sorry, our bad, we'll fix it. If you'll wait just a second, we'll get it to you as soon as possible. Fine.
Well, she got mad.
And stormed inside.
They trying to treat me out my money.
Okay, now that's her voice on a 911 call to the police because her order was wrong at McDonald's.
I want my money.
The sheriff says Jones' sister tried to get her to chill. Nope.
Nope. She started destroying everything she could get her hands on, throwing everything she could, toppling everything she could.
Employees offered to reimburse her. Didn't work. She flipped out even more, whacking a sign off the counter that barely missed hitting an employee.
And she was just starting with the destruction.
Then she tore into a bunch of bottles, scooted behind the counter, and went to work on stacks of cups and other supplies.
So now she's behind the counter, destroying everything that she can find.
I don't know what was wrong with her that night, but she created a mess, and she acted like a McNutt.
See, because they were at McDonald's, and okay.
As a grand finale, she whipped up a little shake of her own.
So she hasn't been arrested yet, but on her way out of the McDonald's, she stops and twerks. I've always said, sometimes you just gotta twerk.
She pulls her shirt up. There you go. There's a little twerk on the way out the door.
And you gotta feel for the people who are just hanging in there at the McDonald's, trying to get through their shift, looking at the clock, how much longer do I have? And then this person comes in and assaults the world. And I can't imagine having that job without throwing punches or getting myself fired. So that is our topic today. You had to deal, have or had to deal with the general public, and it went south. Doesn't matter what job you had. You could work in retail, fast food, any kind of store where you deal with customers, return lines for sure, waiters, waitresses for sure, TSA agents, just all of dealing with the public
seems impossible to me, and I feel for you guys. And somebody is going to win tickets for Cannon's record release party, which is here at the K-Rock Sound Space. And Megan and I are going to be hosting that, and we would like you to join us. So the best call and or text will get tickets to that. So you had to deal with the general public. And it went south, 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls today at 800-520-1067. You had to deal with the general public. Customer service issues. People can be dicks. I feel bad for every one of you, but the number is 800-520-1067. You had to deal with the general public is the topic. I feel bad for so many different people to have jobs that I could never keep. If I was a waiter, I would be fired in a day. Same is true if I was worked for the TSA or any other employee who has to deal with the public. There are always people in the public that are unbelievable and difficult to deal with. And that's what we're talking about at 800-520-1067. And the best call gets tickets for Cannon's record release party, which is going to be in the K-Rock Sound Space next week, which Megan Holliday and myself are going to be hosting. So you had to deal with the general public?
I worked at a big box company.
Okay.
And they threw a rotisserie chicken at me because I was charging them because they were in charge at the register.
So you were at the register, you told them how much it cost, and they threw a rotisserie chicken at you?
Well, they were caught at the exit door. They were trying to not pay for it. And so I worked at the membership desk, and I told the lady that she needed to pay for it, and she didn't want to. And when I turned around, she threw the chicken at me.
Oh, my God. Did she hit you? Was it a solid hit in the head?
No, it was not, but I did get juice all over me, and I wasn't helped to fight her in the parking lot.
K-Rock, hello.
Well, I had a customer come in to my store. She was shopping around, and then out of the nowhere, she squatted in between two racks and just peed right in the middle of the aisle.
No, no, no.
Yeah, so we just had to clean it up after. She just walked away, left her area.
Did you? You didn't have to clean it up.
We couldn't leave it there. She walked away. She walked out the door, and she left.
No. Why? Why would that happen?
People crazy.
People crazy indeed. K-Rock, hello.
I had a guy pull a gun on me from the DA's office in Riverside because his suit didn't fit.
All right. It sounded like you said you had a guy pull a gun on you because his suit didn't fit.
That's what I was selling suits at Richmond Brothers. It used to be a suit store that was owned by Woolworths.
Right.
He didn't like the way it fit, and so he pulled his gun and shot it up into the roof because his suit didn't fit right.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
I asked him if he wanted his suit to be altered differently. So I said, let me get my tailor, and I went into the back, and obviously my tailors heard the gunshot, and they were gone.
Who could blame them? K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. You had to deal with the general public, and it went south.
Yes, years ago I worked at Starbucks, and I was out on the patio for my 10-minute break, and as I was coming back in, this guy came out of the bathroom, raised his arms up like he was a champion of a title fight.
In general, you don't want to see that kind of reaction coming out of the bathroom.
And went storming out, and it was really odd to me. So I went into the bathroom to see what was going on, and he had marked that whole place up like he was a wolf marking his territory.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It was disgusting.
When you locked eyes with him, he put his hands up like, victory!
Oh, yeah, he knew. He was so proud.
That should not have to be something anyone has to deal with at work.
You know what? At least it wasn't the brown stuff.
Right? I guess we could all look at it that way. At least it wasn't the brown stuff.
I'm glad to have you back on KROQ.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. 800-520-1067. You had to deal with the public, and it went south. We are taking your phone calls and or texts at 800-520-1067 about dealing with the public and how difficult that can be as an employee. Your job included dealing with customers that were dicks. 800-520-1067. Talking to people who have to deal with the general public as part of their jobs, because that can be so incredibly frustrating. You had to deal with the general public?
Well, I'm a Navy vet, just recently separated. Back when I was in, I was a cook, and I had this doctor come up to my counter, and he asked for his food to go.
So you put his food in a bag, and?
And he asked if the containers that I packaged them in were microwave safe.
Did you say anything smart-ass to him about a bag being safe for a microwave?
No, I just told him, you know, sir, it's okay. Our containers are completely microwave safe.
That's one of the places I would lose it is with stupid questions. You did well. K-Rock, hello.
So I work in memory care, in dementia memory care for seniors.
Okay.
So, yeah, I locked in, low functioning, but nice people. So this son comes up to me and says, my mother doesn't like wearing her garment, diaper. And I said, sorry, sir, based on her behavior, we kind of have to keep it on her.
See, this is one of those jobs that I think I would be so grateful that you took care of my mother so well.
And then he starts berating me.
Son of a bitch.
Freaking screaming at me. I'm a dumb son of a bitch. And do I know who he is? And I'm like, well, your mom's been like throwing things out of the diaper at people.
Oh, no. Diaper diving. Nope.
You know, she was diaper diving, as we call it.
Right.
Because there's no way. My mom's sweet. She's this. She never. And as he's screaming at me, red in the face, she comes walking up behind him. And then she says, son, or something. He goes, mom, I'm talking. She goes, just give me a kiss. Now, I saw her, and he didn't. He turns his head to the side. Mom plants one on him, but she had diaper dived herself.
Oh.
And her face was covered with poop, and she kissed him.
Thank God she kissed him and not you, although I don't know why she would have kissed you.
And he started yelling for a second, then he wiped his face and looked at me, and I just went, yeah, mom's a peach, and I walked away.
There is zero parts of that story that are good.
There is not one bit of that story that is freaking cool.
Except
at all.
Except for the instant karma that you got with her son.
Oh, dude, it was like, he was nice to me ever since. And I talked to somebody last week. The lady's still alive, and she's 99. God bless her.
Wow. God bless you for doing that work. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the dealing with the public.
Yep. What do you got?
I used to work at a sub shop. I had to kick a man out because he kept taking soda instead of water. And the next day after I kicked him out, I saw him as I was throwing out the trash, and he tried to beat me up.
See, this is why dealing with the public can be so difficult.
So I ended up beating him up. He called the police. He ran to the bar next door, said that he was assaulted, and he ended up getting arrested for trespassing.
You just want to make subs, and this guy wants to beat the hell out of you. All right, I think the winner has to be the guy from Starbucks that had to deal with the bathroom story and the guy with the victory and marking his territory. And his name is Josh. Hey, Josh.
Kevin, hello again.
Congratulations, you are our winner.
No way, man, you're kidding.
Having to deal with people at Starbucks must be endlessly frustrating, but especially that bathroom story. That hurt.
Oh, man. And there's so many bathroom stories. That was just the funniest one.
I don't want to hear any other ones, unfortunately. But congrats. You got tickets to see Cannon's record release party when they're here at the K-Rock Sound Space next week.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
Thank you, man. One more chance for you to qualify to win tickets, a four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney California Adventure Park or Disneyland Park coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock.